first-year coach Justin Yetmar joining Casey Myers at Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network here for our basketball preview show on KCIM. Yetmar, the head coach of the Kemper girls this season, and you worked as an assistant last year, coach. You know, how do you think that's going to kind of help you now sliding over a spot on the bench to now the head coach?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Casey. I'm excited, and like you said, assistant for the past last year and then a couple years before that, so a lot of familiarity with the group of girls we have. So I think that the transition will be very smooth. Girls are excited. I'm excited. We're just kind of ready to get rolling.
How has that transition been for you? Are there any new wrinkles you're throwing at them this year, or is it kind of the same similar style that you want to play that the girls played last year?
No, I think you're going to see a much different style from us this year. We're going to play a fast brand of basketball. We're going to be very high intensity on the defensive end. Offensively, we're going to play with a lot of pace. So we'll change it up from that perspective. Coach Klink did a great job of really stressing, you know, the fundamentals of the game, and we're still doing that. We're just doing it at a little faster pace.
You mentioned that you were an assistant last year, and the familiarity with the girls, do you find it pretty easy for them to kind of adjust to the new coaching style with them being familiar with you as an assistant the last couple of years?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And a lot of these girls have actually coached since they were, you know, third, fourth grade, so that makes it even easier. Just a lot of familiarity, a lot of comfort. You know, they understand kind of my style. Understand how they play, so we're kind of in tune with what we want to do as a program.
You mentioned earlier you want to play at a faster style. Has it been, you know, throughout the first week or so of practice, been trying to get the girls, you know, condition-wise in that basketball shape? I know a lot of them come off volleyball, so a lot of them should be in shape from volleyball, but has it been kind of a lot of condition work right now to get them to play at that fast-paced style you want to play at this year?
Yeah, I think what we do is, you know, every drill is high intensity. You know, we kind of do the focus on something for 5-10 minutes, and it's just all out high intensity. We move to the next one, it's the same thing. So, you know, we're not so much get on the line and run type of system. It's more we have a basketball in our hands. We're working defensively, working a lot offensively in transition, and so they're high intensity practices, and you know the girls love it. They love to, you know, we're very athletic, as you mentioned. They had a great volleyball season, a ton of success from the volleyball season, and you know we just want that to carry over into the basketball program. And like you mentioned, they're already in shape. You know, they're athletes. You know, they're ready to compete. So we've seen that the first week of practice.
You know what, with being on the bench the last couple of years as an assistant and, you know, now moving over to the head coach, what did you see from your bench perspective last year that you guys really needed to improve on coming into this year, whether it be shooting, rebounding, defense, stuff like that?
Yeah, great question, Casey. So we lost, you know, 9 games by 7 points or less last year. So for us, our focus is, you know, really turning it over less. You know, getting more shots, getting more opportunities. We believe those opportunities to, you know, we're going to be a very good offensive rebounding team. So, you know, minimizing those turnovers and then, you know, really finishing games. That is kind of the perspective I've had. We were in a ton of games last year. We just didn't finish as many as we would have liked. So now we're just focused on just those little details, less turnovers, getting that, you know, making those free throws at the end of the game, et cetera. So, you know, it's just those little details that, you know, when you lose that many games by that little amount, you just got to kind of capitalize on those opportunities.
We were talking before you got started. You mentioned you have 14 girls out, freshmen through seniors, so pretty decent numbers for you guys this year. You also mentioned you feel like you're going to be a good offensive rebounding team. Do you have a lot of height, you know, coming into the program?
Oh, I wouldn't say we're the tallest team that you're going to see, but we're long, we're athletic. We got great basketball IQ. You know, they understand the game. They've played a lot of basketball. So those things, you know, kind of offset the, you know, height deficiencies, if you will. And it's not that, you know, we're going to be small. We're just, you know, we don't have 6'2", 6'3", anything of that nature. But we are long and athletic, and I think that's going to help us in on the offensive rebound standpoint.
You lose three really good seniors from a season ago, but you're going to bring back Elsa Tiefenthaler, Kaylee Simons, you know, two girls that can really score the basketball for you. You mentioned Carson Overmull back as well. Charlotte Hackford saw some time. Olivia Schenkelberg saw some time. Sierra Putin saw some time as well. So a good group of girls coming back for you guys this year. Elsa, your leading scorer last year, who's really going to have to step up to be a kind of another go-to punch for you guys on the offensive end?
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, those six girls are going to see a ton of time this year. Really excited about Carson Overmull, our one senior. She has really kind of taken the reins of the leadership end of the spectrum. So really excited about Carson's year. You mentioned Elsa. Elsa is a basketball junkie. She loves the game. She knows the game. She works really hard at her game. And then, you know, Kaylee Simons just finds herself in the right spot all the time. Olivia Schenkelberg has made great strides this summer. I think you're going to see a completely different kid with her. Sierra Pudence really can guard the basketball, very quick, very athletic. And then, you know, Charlotte Hackford, she is, you know, she's another one. She is a basketball junkie. She can really shoot it. She can score the basketball. So I'm looking for big things out of Charlotte. And then a couple other girls. Morgan Mashing has really stepped up in practice. She's another one that can really create some problems for other teams with her defensive ability. And then Caitlin Yetmar, Mackenzie Yetmar, you know, they can shoot it. Colby Peters has shown a ton of promise as well. And then Addie Antover, she's got great height, great length. Again, very, very athletic. So, you know, we're gonna see 10 to 11 girls play at the varsity level for us.
It sounds like you kind of feel the strength of this team might be the defensive end. Where are some of the other strengths you feel like going into the season this team could really find some success?
I think we're going to be a better shooting team than we were last year. You know, we shoot a lot in practice. They know, you know, we're going to get a lot of opportunities. We see a lot of teams that play zone. So we're going to have a lot of opportunities to shoot the basketball. So we're focused a lot on shooting the basketball. And early in, you know, it's early in these practices, but, you know, I've seen, you know, we've seen great streaks of great shooting. So I think we're going to be a pretty good shooting basketball team.
We'll take a look at your schedule here for you, Justin. And you're going to start the season off with two really tough opponents, Bishop Heelan, you know, at a conference. And then Coon Rapids Baird, a very good defensive team, a local area team. They should be really good this year. And also take a look at the schedule. You got Carroll. So three straight at a conference teams for you to start this season. Then you jump into conference play with, you know, Dennis and Schleswig, Harlan, Red Oak, and looking at the schedule a little more, Spencer on there, Nottoway Valley on there, East Sac County, and then, you know, kind of Remsen St. Mary's towards the end of the year for you guys. How do you feel the kind of schedule plays out for you, and what are your kind of expectations throughout the schedule, especially, you know, with conference play and stuff like that?
Yeah, we're going to get challenged every night. As you mentioned, you know, our first game is Sioux City Heelan. They will likely probably be the top-ranked team in Class 4A, and they can really play. So we're going to get a good test out of the gates. And then Coon Rapids, they do a great job down there. They are a great defensive team. So, you know, we lost a close one to them last year at home. So we're starting right out of the gate with two great opponents. And then we get Carroll the week after, and Katie does a great job with that program. And they have size, and they have a fantastic point guard. So we're going to have our work cut out for us right away. But we're up for the challenge, you know, and as we enter conference season, again, Hawkeye 10 is always just tough night in, night out. There's no nights off. So, you know, we're going to be battle tested by the end of this season. But we feel like we're going to be one of those teams too, that's going to, we're going to battle and give everyone their best shot.
Justin, that is all I got for you. I want to thank you for joining me, and good luck coming up this season.
Thank you, Casey.